Welcome to the Thriving in the Kingdom podcast with me, Vincent Kodongo. This is a place where you learn how to function in the kingdom of heaven with optimal fruitfulness through the application of its timeless principles. We have been speaking about walking in the supernatural, and in the last area of focus that we had in the last few episodes was factors that hinder us from walking in the supernatural. We spoke about 10 of them. From today, we're going to be speaking about kingdom keys for walking in the supernatural. Kingdom keys for walking in the supernatural. And the first key that we want to speak about today is called, is termed like this. It's understand, that you need to understand the relationship between power and authority. Understanding the relationship between power and authority. That's the first key to walking in the supernatural. So, all authority in heaven and on earth belongs to God. All authority in heaven and on earth belongs to God. In fact, the scripture says this in Romans chapter 12, verse 13, 1 and 2. It says, everyone must submit himself to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God. Consequently, he who rebels against the authority is rebelling against God, what God has instituted, and those who do so will bring judgment on themselves. So you see, all authority, whether it's this is speaking about earthly authority, but all authority in heaven and on earth belongs to God. So what is a power and what is authority? Power is the ability to do something. It is about capacity. Authority is the legal right to exercise power. It is about permission. So you can have power to exercise, but you don't have permission to use it. For example, a gangster can have the power to kill when they have a gun, but they don't have the authority. But a police officer, if they're pursuing criminals, their context in which the law allows them to shoot, even possibly to kill, they can even kill. Or a soldier in battle can kill. They have authority. They not only have the power to kill, they also have the authority. So remember, power is the ability to do something, that is capacity, while authority is about the legal right to exercise power. It's about permission. Subsequent to Jesus Christ's death and resurrection on the cross, all authority was vested in him. All authority, yeah? And the scripture said this from Jesus himself in Matthew chapter 28, verse 18, when he's speaking to his disciples in his parting shot. With the imparting statement, he says, I'll just read the verse 18. I'll come back to that verse, that section of scripture later. In verse 8, Matthew 28, verse 18, then he says, then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. So you see, after he died and he resurrected, the Father conferred all authority to him, so that anybody who wants to exercise authority within context, they are exercising under the authority of of Jesus Christ. And the scriptures also say the same concerning describe the issue of the authority of Jesus and how he acquired it in Philippians chapter 2 from verse 5 to 11. The scripture says this. It says, your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man. He humbled himself and became obedient to death, even the death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So you see, he was given a name that is above every name. Then he says that the name Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of the of God the Father. So all authority was conferred upon Jesus when he died and resurrected. So all legitimate authority that is exercised in the natural and spiritual realm is delegated by God. It's delegated by God, as we read in Romans chapter 13, by verse 1 and 2. And also, we see also Jesus, who is God in the flesh, also do the same when he was on earth to his disciples. In Matthew chapter 10, Luke chapter 10, verse 17 to 20. Luke chapter 10, verse 17 to 20, when he was sending them to preach. Then he says this. He says in verse 17, the scripture say, the 72 returned with joy and said, Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name. You see how powerful the name is. Because of its authority. It has authority and power. How effective it is. He replied, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. However, do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in the heaven. So as you can see, he's saying that authority is speaking, that he gave them, and by representation as to trample over snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy, and nothing will by any means hurt them. When it speaks about snakes and scorpions, is an idiom, as you, whichever you want to pronounce it, in the Jewish context, which speaks about demonic forces. So we have authority over demonic forces, just as the disciples had. Jesus delegated. So all legitimate authority is exercised by delegation from God. You see, so there was power. The enemy has power, but he does not have authority from God. And that's why he was telling the disciples that he has given them authority to overcome all the power of the enemy. So the enemy has ability. So you can have, for example, terrorists who have power to do harm, to use explosive and all manner of other strategies that they have. But they lack the authority to do those things. They're not like the military, which is has authority from its government, which is also measured by law. So the thing is, like, anybody who's exercising legitimate authority in the natural and spiritual realm derives it from God. Yeah. The church, that is kingdom citizens, the community of kingdom citizens globally, yeah? The church derives its authority from Jesus Christ. We derive our authority as kingdom citizens, we derive our authority from Jesus Christ. And the scriptures say this concerning where Jesus, about Jesus rising. And there are two scriptures I want to read in Ephesians that are related. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 18 to 23. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 18 to 23. The scriptures say this. It says, chapter 1 verse 18 to 23. It says, Paul praying for the Ephesians says this, I pray also that the eyes of your and heart may be enlightened, in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is like the working of his mighty strength, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every title that can be given, in not only in the present age but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet, and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. So you see, Jesus was exalted when he rose from the dead by the Spirit, by the power of the Spirit, Holy Spirit. He was exalted to be far above all rule and authority, every power and dominion, every title in this age and in the one to come. And he was meant to be head over everything by the Father. He was meant to be head over everything for the church. So all authority that the church has is derived from the connection with Jesus Christ. And then when you go to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4 to 7, this is what it says, the next chapter. It says, concerning us being accepting Christ and what happened to us in terms of change of status, it says, but because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ. Even when we were dead in transgressions, it is by grace that you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. You see, so we were dead in our transgressions, in our sins. But when we came into Christ, Christ having died, he died with our sins, he died with us. And so when he rose with us in him, prophetically. Yeah? So what happened is that when we accepted Jesus Christ, we were raised from the death, being in the death of our transgressions, of our sins, and we were raised and seated with him in the heavenly places. Where are these heavenly places? Is what we read in chapter 1, where it speaks about us being far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every title that can be given, not only in the present age but also in the one to come. That's where we are seated. We derived our authority from Christ Jesus, who is seated at that place. So we are seated in that place at the right hand of God with Christ. We are seated with Christ in the heavenly places. We have authority as the church that is derived from Jesus, having been seated there. So the next point is this, that the supernatural wisdom and power of God, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, is assigned to us to facilitate the exercise of authority within the scope of one's assignment in the kingdom. So God gives us a scope of authority, the assignment that he wants every one of us to execute within the kingdom. And so we are given power, we are given the anointing of the Holy Spirit to be exercised to the measure that we can exercise it. We're given the wisdom and power of God to exercise it within the boundaries of the authority that each one of us has. Only Jesus has all authority, but everyone else has authority that is defined. So remember I said that power is the ability to do something. But authority is a legal right to exercise power. So any power gift, I like the way Dr. Miles Munro put it. He says that every power gift needs authority to operate legitimately, to operate legally. All gifts, all power need authority to be exercised properly, to exercise legally. You see, so we have authority, the boundaries of authority given to each one of us within our assignments. So we have the supernatural wisdom and power of God that is given according to the scope of authority. The measure is given to exercise within the boundaries of our authority, not arbitrarily. For example, ministers in the kingdom have priestly authority over believers. They are priestly authority over believers. By ministers in the kingdom, in this context, I mean apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. Some people say pastors, teachers, or all of the four being teachers. Yeah. So, whichever way you want to put it, whether you want to call it fourfold or fivefold, there are different perspectives that people have about that theologically. Yeah. But to say this, they're all ministers. So the scripture says this about the priestly authority of ministers. It says, in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 to 13, it says, concerning Jesus, it says, it is he who gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers, to prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. So all ministers have the authority for the equipping of the saints for the work of service, to be formed to the image of Christ, to attain the full measure of the image of Christ as we advance the kingdom on earth. But each of these ministers has a scope of authority. Apostles have a scope of authority to break ground and to strengthen churches and to have oversight over the churches that are established. We have so they break new ground. They are sent special messengers. Then we have prophets. We have voices, mouthpieces of God over the body, and to also correct. And the other roles that prophets involve in encouragement, strengthening encouragement and comfort, as the scriptures say. But the prophets have their scope of authority. We have evangelists who have their scope of authority that is different from the two I've mentioned. We also have pastors who have the authority to shepherd and to teach and to feed the flock. Then we have teachers of the authority to help in the grounding of the believers in the matters of the faith. For some people, they'll say all of them have authority of to teach, all ministers to teach and to ground believers in the faith. The thing is, like, the grace, the power of the Spirit and the dimension of grace that is given to us and the gift mix that is given to ministers is given within the context of the assignment. Within the context of the assignment, the scope of the assignment is the scope of authority that one has been given to exercise the power. So the anointing, that's the power, is given for the authority. So if you are walking in the supernatural, you're going to be walking within the scope of your assignment, within the scope of your authority. There'll be a unique expression of that power, that supernatural, within that dimension. If you decide that you don't want that authority, that dimension, then you'll experience a limitation. You'll not experience, because you see, authority is like you are licensed to function in this place. So God is backing you by power, giving you power so that you can function optimally in that place. Not power so that you can function wherever you feel that you want to. Apostle Paul also speaks about his authority as a minister. He speaks about it in Romans, the church in Rome. He says in Romans chapter 15, verse 15 to 16, he says this. He says, I have written to you quite boldly on some points as if to remind you of them again, because of the grace God gave to me to be a minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentiles, with the priestly duty of proclaiming the gospel of God, so that the Gentiles might become an offering acceptable to God, sanctified by the Holy Spirit. So he had the authority to function as an apostle, the priestly duty function of preaching the gospel as an apostle to the Gentiles. And so God gave him grace, the dimension of power, dimension of the anointing. He gave him grace to serve in that capacity. So the grace, the supernatural, the anointing for the supernatural is within the boundaries of authority. Then we have all believers also have power that is exercised within the context of authority, within our spheres of influence that we have. Going back to the scripture I read in Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 to 20. The scripture says this. He says, this is Jesus speaking. He says, the scripture says, then Jesus came to them, that's the apostles, and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age. So as ministers lead this great commission, believers also exercise their assignment within the scope of this mission of preaching the gospel and making disciples of all nations, teaching the nations, the people groups, in all dimensions, in our spheres of influence, whether it's the seven mountains as people speak about, that's religion and spirituality or philosophy, and then there's media, arts and entertainment and sport, education sector, family and marriage, the business and commerce, and I think there's one more. Yeah. So there are seven of them. You see, seven mountains. Or you can have some people define them and speak about 12 pillars. Or others. You see. So the thing is, like, there are those dimensions that we're supposed to go and change the culture. We're going to preach the gospel there and to make disciples of the people in those dimensions, and to change those dimensions with those spheres with the culture of the kingdom of heaven, the culture and the value system of the kingdom of heaven. So the thing is, like, we have been given authority by Jesus, but therefore we need power to exercise authority. So if you identify your area in those dimensions, your area of purpose, then therefore you have access to the grace, you have access to the anointing, you have access to the power to manifest the supernatural wisdom and power of God in that dimension. You have access to the wisdom and power to manifest, to enforce the authority that had been given to you in that area, the authority of the kingdom of heaven in that area, the kingdom of heaven which you are acting for as an ambassador. Then the scriptures also say, concerning just the same thing about preaching the gospel to all nations, it speaks about it in Acts chapter, Jesus speaking to the apostles again, in Acts chapter 1 verse 4 to 8, it says this: on one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command: do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. So when they met together, they asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? He said to them, it is not for you to know the times and or dates the Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. So you see, there's the authority being given to Jesus, and which he gave now to the church to preach the gospel to all nations. And then now he's saying that before that, we need the disciples needed the power of the Spirit. And so they went, the apostles together with the disciples, they went to the upper room, and they were praying until the Holy Ghost came, as described in chapter 2. You see, so they had to wait for power, because you need power to exercise authority. So you need the relationship, to understand the relationship between power, because you can have authority, but you don't have the requisite dimension of power to enforce that authority. For example, you can have a police officer who has a G3 and is trying to fight terrorists who have automatic machine guns, and who have bazookas, and who have whatever it is that they have. You can't go to face a tanker with some guns that you're just carrying. You need other tankers, you know. You need, when you have fighter jets, you can't just be shooting to them from the ground. You need also other jets, or you have rocket launchers, you know. So you need requisite level of power to function in the dimension of authority that you have. And you see, there are different levels of authority within the kingdom. So you need to identify your area of assignment, and then and the assignment can be your area of purpose, or it can be an assignment in terms of something that God wants to do now. You know, for example, if it's just praying for somebody to get healed, you see, that's your, so you see, That may not be your life assignment, but you are being given authority over sicknesses and diseases as a believer. And so because of that limited assignment, then you'll exercise the power within that context. Being a believer, you'll exercise the power. Because believers, you have given the ability to, we've given the authority over sickness and disease, and you're being given power from the Spirit to heal that sicknesses and diseases. Yet there are also people who they have the assignment of the healing mandate. So you have people who have the healing evangelist. You find evangelists, especially, they have a healing grace. You have apostles who have the healing grace. You know, prophets who have the healing grace. So you see, it's within the scope of the assignment. So you see, the power is given to back the authority. So you need to understand authority is a legal right to exercise power, but power is the ability to do something. So for you to access the power, you need authority to exercise it legitimately. Yeah? So get authority and then tarry and activate the power so that when you go out, the call is valid, the assignment is valid, but you need power. Power from the Holy Spirit in order to be able to exercise it effectively. So remember what you've been talking about is that kingdom keys for walk that enable you to walk in the supernatural. And the first key is to need to understand the relationship between power and authority. The relationship between authority and power. So that you know your scope of authority, and then you know the power levels that you need to function within that dimension. I pray for you that as you reflect in this, ask yourself, what is your scope of authority as the listener? And what dimension of power have you been functioning to bring that to effect, to enforce that authority that you have been granted from the kingdom? And also, are you under authority? Because authority is given. Authority is every legitimate power. Power can be acquired, but authority is given. Authority is given. There are people who use power and do evil, but or operate illegitimately. But authority has to be given. Authority is what sanctions power. It's what gives permission to power. So ask yourself, do you just have power or do you also have authority? And as you reflect this. So if you've been blessed by this message, I would like you to subscribe so that you don't miss any future messages, and you can also share the same with a friend, a colleague, a family member, a member of your church, a leader within your ministry. You can also also give us feedback using the email addresses provided in the show notes, the social media profiles also provided there, or if you don't have them, you can use the podcast platform from which you can share the feedback from the if it allows for that. If not, use the email address or the social media profiles. I pray for you that God will give you deeper understanding of authority and power, and that you'll walk within the identify and walk within the scope of your authority and within the level of the requisite level of power that you need to function in that sense for the sake of the advancement of the kingdom of heaven through the dimension of the supernatural. God bless you.